Last weekend's white nationalist rallies didn't go down in infamy, but they may be remembered fondly in law enforcement circles. Just how large was the police presence? Try 300 officers in Shelbyville and more than 400 in Murfreesboro. While the total cost isn't tallied, the agencies involved say their successful keeping of the peace could make their response a model for other states. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
With police helicopters above and dozens of officers patrolling the white nationalist rally, counter-protester David Clark actually felt pretty at ease.
These barricades, they just went up overnight. And that's beautiful. That made me feel better. You know, I had a lot of questions how they were going to secure this place with people just walking up from every different direction. But now it's going to keep everybody in line and lined up.
Clark was right. No injuries, no damage at the highly anticipated rally. So now hundreds of residents have heaped praise on local law enforcement for showing out in such numbers and for coming up with a plan.
It was just beautiful. Unbelievable.
Michael Griesaber, a roofer, wrote his thanks on the Facebook pages for Shelbyville and Bedford County authorities.
Personally, I thought there's going to be a lot of people going to jail. I knew they'd stop the violence, but I figured there's going to be a lot of people going to jail. And I was just really impressed about how much of a control they had on it.
He's not alone in hoping Tennessee becomes an example for what to do, but it wasn't without huge effort, investment, and coordination among 17 police agencies, says Shelbyville Lieutenant Brian Cruz.
I mean, it's something that we had not trained for ourselves here at the Shelbyville Police Department as far as crowd control or riot training or anything of that nature.
For a department of 42 officers, whose largest event is the annual Tennessee Walking Horse Celebration, there's never been anything like it.
As many law enforcement officers as we had here that day, we were still outnumbered significantly by the two groups that met on opposite sides of the roadway.
Of course, the police also had the advantage of a TBI airplane, Nashville's horse-mounted patrol, and those barricades, which they specially rented for the weekend. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.